You are the God who sees me. Some of you will know where that comes from. You are the God who sees me. The story is found in Genesis 16, where we find a desperate Sarai suggesting Abraham sleep with Hagar, her Egyptian maidservant, to produce an heir. The upshot is, you guessed it, the girl becomes pregnant, and then, of course, she openly despises her mistress, who is unable to conceive. Sarai complains. Abraham passes the buck and tells Sarai to do what she thinks with the girl, who ends up wandering in the desert, pregnant. It's here, beside a well, that Jesus makes an appearance. Funny that he does it again with a woman of Samaria, and has a conversation with her, telling her not to be concerned. He promises to bless the child in her womb, a boy from whom a nation will come. And he tells her to call the child Ishmael. God hears. As a result of this encounter, she calls the place where she sat Beer Lahai Ro, the well of the one who lives and sees me. There she was, in the middle of nowhere, and he saw her. Nothing changes. We're in the middle of nowhere, and he sees us. He searches us out, and we discover he sees us. All the time, everywhere. We could run, but we can't hide, is the moral of this tale. No matter how far we go, or change our outward appearance, change our sex even, he sees. You are the living God who sees me. So question, why are you running this day? What are you trying desperately to hide from him right now? Do you think you've committed the unforgivable sin for the umpteenth time this week? Or what's he been chasing you with? What does he want to give you that you are reluctant to receive? Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? When he hunts us down and finds us under whatever pile of dirt we're hiding, it isn't to condemn or chastise us, but to bless us, to clean us up and lift us. He's got nothing but good for us. Circumstances may be bad, dire even, we've messed up again, but his intention towards us is always good. Jeremiah 29:11-14, you know it off by heart. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. Jeremiah's message of hope to the captives in Babylon. They were there because of their rebellion towards him, but he still comes with the same message of restoration to us when we're captive to our own idea of him. I know the thoughts I have towards you, and they are to bless and prosper you. Israel are still in captivity, but he hasn't given up on them. He will restore their fortunes again in spite of everything they've done against him. Would he do any less for you, who are his bride, his chosen one? I'll leave you to think about that one.